This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with me. extend overnight.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How'd you do? Did you make it? Well, if you're hearing the sound of my voice, you must have survived, despite the government shutdown. I'm kind of tired of hearing about it. It was a bunch of fear-mongering and hype. And, shut it down. Not sure I don't like to see those caught in the crossfire suffering. But what's this talk of non-essential employees getting their pay cut, getting their jobs cut? If they're non-essential, then why are they there in the first place? It's a bunch of hype, it's a bunch of BS, and we're going to go beyond it tonight and get into a cornucopia of different topics that I find to be so much more relevant, so much more important. And joining me for the first portion of the show tonight to do so is none other than the senior editor of BlacklistedNews.com. It's Doug Owen. Hey, Doug, how are you?
Good, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you. And, of course, the big story is government shutdown, Obamacare, government shutdown, Obamacare, government shutdown, Obamacare. Now that I've said both of those things three times, do you think something's going to magically happen? I don't know.
Well, at some point they're going to come to an agreement and government will start back up. So I think that history has proven that this is not going to probably produce a lot. And, well, they're just going to be blaming each other. You're going to have some bipartisan hoopla and a lot of finger pointing and blaming the new austerity and, you know, the soldiers not being paid on one political party or the other, and that's mostly what I saw today. I think that, unfortunately, if you look at the statistics, there's a lot of people, a lot more people than we'd like to admit, that really do rely on the government. The question is, if they stop getting paid, what does that do, not just to them, but the global economy? So, sure. But we're not going to get there. This is a bunch of theater. This is a bunch of politicking.
It definitely is theater, and we see that, but the masses do not. For the most part, they feed into this, and they say, oh, it's the crazy Republicans trying to prevent us from having our beloved government because of their steadfast belief that Obamacare is not a good thing, when really they helped to get us in this hole in the first place. And
apparently that wasn't working very well today. People trying to get to the exchanges to get their free health care. Oops, I mean, they scrubbed that last week from the websites. All of those things.
It's fairly glitchy.
Yeah, glitchy. That is the meme of the day. Very glitchy day. The dollar took a dive. Looked like maybe the plunge protection team jumped in there to save gold or to push gold down on a day that you would think it would be a lot higher, considering the chaos and the uncertainty in the markets. But the dollar did take a big hit, so I think we're seeing the financial reaction. And for the most part, people that I deal with on a day-to-day basis couldn't care less, because we have to get up, go to work, do what we need to do to provide for our families and our livelihoods. And so, I'm sure that most of those government employees are probably enjoying a day off, and they'll probably get overtime, because when they come back, this is what usually happens. They take a couple weeks off at the post office, they come back and they have to work, lots and lots of overtime, and it ends up costing even more. At this point, does it even matter? When we get to $17 trillion, it's right. Unpayable. It's unpayable. So, not that I'm, reducing the deficit at this point is really kind of just paying lip service to the ability to pay it back, which I don't think we can even accomplish if 100% of GDP went into directly paying the Federal Reserve. So
you're exactly right. This is just addressing the symptoms and masking the real problem that's at hand here. And that's pretty much the bottom line, no pun intended. This is the 17th act since the 1970s, 1976. And it's the same old. How long will this one go? I don't know. What do you say? 2 weeks, Doug? Maybe 3 weeks? That seems to be about the mean.
No, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. It's just going to be a little fanfare. It's a little distraction from the rest of the things happening around the world. Syria, namely, the economy, for sure. Considering that the debt ceiling, I mean, we just went through a raising of the debt ceiling, I don't know, 6 months ago. I mean, they continue to do it. It's only every so often that it becomes this big ordeal. And, with Obamacare, it really has people spinning. And so it's great theater for the mind. It's great distractions, obfuscation from what's really happening on the ground today. And the fact that, I mean, we're being spied on, we're being surveilled. All of that health information is now going to go to the IRS. Come on. I mean, nobody's That's talking about the fact. Yeah. I mean, you now have the Healthcare Modernization Act, so we're going to have
these digital
records.
They're extremely competent as it is, the IRS.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of the subplots in all of this are just so much more sinister and so much more appalling. Healthcare for all? Sure. Yeah, right. I mean, who really believes that? I don't even think the poor people or the people that voted for Barack Obama, including Matt Damon, none of them believe it anymore. So this is, I guess
they want it. They want it. And, they're like, adolescents. They want it. I want it.
It's almost like they want to punish people. I want to punish the Republicans with the health care. I want to punish all of the rich white people. It seems like there's this hate.
Vengeance,
A vengeance that goes along with all of it. At least I see that in the political punditry. Well, like, Chris Matthews. Sure. I mean, the guy's frothing at the mouth. Oh, this is the best thing ever. I mean, if they love it so much, then why doesn't Congress go ahead and put themselves into it as well? Why are they exempt? And if it's great for everyone, why have so many of these corporations that have, paid and lobbied the administration, how come so many of them are getting exemptions? So it's not equal. It's not for all. Some people don't get it. Some people don't get any health coverage, and they're exempt from this penalty. And that's what it is. It's a financial penalty. It's for not participating in this fascist healthcare system, period. Sure.
Well, Doug, if you want to improve the healthcare system, you would take a look at the way in which it operates, not financially, but as far as its practices. The healthcare system is broken because doctors are poisoning people. Our food supply is killing people. Our water supply is killing people. And until we address all of the aforementioned problems, we're going to have an out-of-control health system that doesn't actually help people get well. After all, isn't that what the bottom line is? that people ought to get well, that they want to get well, and they need to rely on a system that's extremely expensive and doesn't work. It doesn't work in the first place. So we're fixing something. We're trying to deal with this broken thing that will never be fixed because it's broken indefinitely in several regards beyond just the cost involved. And that's kind of how I see it. We got to take a quick break, Doug. But when we come back, there's a headline on Blacklisted News that I want to tell everybody about. Blacklistednews.com, of course, the website of Doug Owen. And that is the CDC, folks, is going to be affected by the government shutdown. And I'll tell you how so on the other side. This is very important. We'll get to it in just moments.
The Bob Justin Show.
John Statler here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
800-313-9443. We're talking with the senior editor of BlacklistedNews.com, Doug Owen, tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. I was telling you about how the CDC will be unable to effectively use its office to control, as I'm knocking spoons and bowls here. That should be my new sound effect for the CDC. The CDC.
I've got the sound effect for them.
Do you? Let's hear it.
You want to hear
you
it?
Got it loaded?
Yeah.
The CDC.
Oh, wait. Actually, I've got some music loaded. Hold on.
Doug's got an awesome soundboard that he uses.
Sometimes. Sometimes when it's not playing. Oh, yeah. No, it fires.
Yeah, that's about right. That's what I think about when I discuss the CDC. And everyone's heard about the CDC guys that were arrested for child pornography and bestiality. That's been going pretty viral. I'm sure you saw that, right, Doug?
No, actually, I didn't. But surprise me. I mean, you're going to find that in any government institution. I mean, it's pretty prevalent. SEC, what during the 2008 crash, you know what the SEC was doing? Looking at you porn.
Oh, that's so productive.
Same thing in the Pentagon. You know, they tracked back a lot of those child pornography rings and people viewing child pornography to the Pentagon. And there was a huge investigation. Anderson Cooper tracked it for a while on CNN. You can go to YouTube and find clips of it. So it's not... You just see that in a lot of segments of government and where there's no accountability or where people think that they can use those firewalls as a way to shield their own evil. And unfortunately, those people make their way to government. So, or maybe that, you know, using those facilities just feel more confident. But, you know, I mean, you see some crazy stuff, though, even in regular society. I mean, people, you know... having sex with students, young women all the time having sex with students. And you're like, why? Why? It's got to be. I mean, why go to jail? Why is this happening? You go to college just so you can do this? Is it, you know? And then you realize that you're trying to psychoanalyze crazy people. And there's really no point in that because, yeah, you're just going to be digging around in a lot of damaged people's minds. So, yeah, I mean, that's a rabbit hole in and of itself.
Well, in case people haven't heard this disturbing story about the CDC, and I want to tell you how they're being affected by the government shutdown, but listen to this. A highly regarded scientist, highly regarded, Doug, there's that appeal to authority, with the CDC in Atlanta, has been arrested over allegations of bestiality and child molestation.
Wow.
The woman's night watchman boyfriend is also facing charges. Dr. Kimberly Quinlan Lindsay, 44, of Decatur, or whatever that is. Decatur? I guess
Decatur.
Decatur, okay, thank you. Can't read. She was arrested in DeKalb County Sunday after a six-week investigation into allegations she molested a young boy. Lindsay has been arrested and charged with two counts of child molestation, which is extremely disturbing, but... in a sense, an even more bizarre account of bestiality. The bestiality charge is a result of evidence recovered during the investigation. This is sick stuff. But folks, why am I telling you about this in reference to the CDC? Because this is the same person who served as the Deputy Division Director in the Training Services Division of the Office of Workforce and Career Development, and as Deputy Branch Chief in the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention. HIV/AIDS. Doug, you know how passionate I am about the HIV/AIDS topic.
It's not surprised they have somebody compromised. And this is the thing. That's why you have people like this that probably have really almost no hands-on or technical knowledge or scientific knowledge of what they actually are managing. Perfect example. Out to lunch. Out to lunch, bureaucrat, probably has never seen a beaker and is just helping manifest this and regurgitate what, you know. And, of course, you're not going to have somebody that's really that discerning or willing to compromise their reputation for the truth, considering their – you know, evening proclivities. And those are the kind of people that, you know, just, I think, you know, unfortunately make their way to very powerful positions. And that's why we have to be very distrustful. We have to be healthy skeptics when it comes to giving too much power to the state. Often, even if the idea is very altruistic, which it's not, but usually it is often people that abuse these powers in these positions that really do make their way to the top. So you have to be very skeptical.
Exactly right. And the reason why this bugs me is because we know that the CDC has lied repeatedly on the HIV/AIDS issue. I don't want to get too off on a tangent regarding the HIV/AIDS fraud. If you haven't researched the idea that HIV is not the cause of AIDS and is at the best the boogeyman, which gets people to be sick because of antiviral medications, AZT, a reject chemotherapy, DNA destroyer, and it neglects underlying health issues, blah, blah, blah. So it's a big fraud, and we have people in the CDC who are repeaters, who are blindly following the authority and have nasty bedroom activity. And this isn't just nasty bedroom activity as in, you know, I'm, you know, disgusted by her kinkiness. No, this is one of the most deplorable of acts, pedophilia, folks. This is just absolute aberrant behavior, okay? That's the bottom line. Well, Doug, listen to this. If that wasn't crazy enough that she was the chief in the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention, mm-hmm. Listen to what else she had her hands in. She also worked as a senior scientist. Do you want to take a guess?
No. Go ahead. All right.
She also worked as a senior scientist with the Bioterrorism Preparedness and Response Program and served as a senior health scientist in the Office of Public Health Preparedness and Response. The same people that were complicit in the scare of anthrax being pushed, which happened to be traced back to Fort Detrick, was a specific government strand of anthrax. This lady had her hands all in that cookie jar like you wouldn't believe. Her primary role as the senior scientist was to provide oversight of the $1.5 billion fiscal allocation process for terrorism preparedness and emergency response funding agency-wide. This is the same program, folks, that we've been told after 9/11 was an inevitability, that we would have a bioterrorist attack. It's not a matter of if, but a matter of when, and we have folks like this heading the CDC's operation on that very contrived and very controversial issue of bioterrorism preparedness. And, of course, I interviewed Bob Graham, the former governor of the state of Florida, on the anthrax issue and the bioterrorist issue on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, in which he had a conference discussing how this would happen. And that we're all going to die because we're all vulnerable of some sort of attack, biological attack. It's nothing but propaganda, folks. And we got pedophiles running these programs. Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
So as a result, the government said CDC will be unable to monitor the seasonal flu. And don't worry, folks, the vaccination will not be affected. Should the government shut down, when the government shut down today, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention will be unable to monitor the spread of flu this season, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. A memo sent from the agency said that the CDC cannot, quote, support the annual seasonal influenza program outbreak detection and linking across state boundaries using genetic and molecular analysis, continuous updating of disease treatment and prevention recommendation. The flu vaccination, however, will still be delivered to health departments and doctors' offices, even though it is poisonous. It's filled with aluminum, thermalisol, squalene, and all sorts of other nasty stuff, and most likely will not be able to combat the strand of flu this year. So don't worry, folks. The government's shut down. The CDC is going to be shut down for the most part, but you'll still get your poison for flu season, even though they won't be able to track how many deaths occur because of the flu vaccine itself and so on and so forth. How convenient.
Well, let's look at the other end of that, and that is that Google is not going anywhere, and Google is monitoring flu symptoms and actually relays that information to the World Health Organization. So it's not just federal. It goes beyond the U.S. government, and it goes to a global database. So whenever you have the sniffles, or if for whatever reason, and there's many of them, whether it's your email, your searches, things that may be picked up by a microphone through your Android.
I'm mad for Thermaflu. Wow.
Yeah. Well, like,
how does NyQuil ad get in my on my computer? But
my point is that the free market, if there is such a critter, if it does exist, provides a pretty free and better alternative. And it's not really the government that is monitoring it and tracking it near as well as high-tech super quantum computers these days. So as much as they like to, kind of – and it shows you how you were talking about how the health industry is being – bombarded and pulled down by Obamacare. The adverse is that many people are rejecting it and will see this system and want to turn away from it. And then you're going to see other things like doctors. And, here locally, you can find doctors that are willing to deeply, deeply reduce, payment if you pay in cash. So there's already a lot of people that are kind of opting out and a lot of doctors. So sometimes the, boot on the back of the neck produces more rebellious and people that look for solutions outside of government, too. So that,
it's just like the dialectic when they come after the guns and they're saying guns are dangerous. Oops, gun sales have spiked.
How do you plan on rounding up the guns? Oh, we're going to use thugs with guns. You're really not for gun control. You're really just for transitioning all of the control into the state's hands, where those people, not individuals, but those people have the ability to do things that others don't. They have a special privilege to kill, and they have impunity in many situations. See, that's the difference between...
Well, it's not impunity, Doug. It's a shiny badge, and because it's shiny, that's what gives them the authority.
Well, and judges dressed up in...
And the costume.
In costumes and in robes.
Robe is probably... I mean, what I want to know is, do they wear pants under that robe?
Depends on the court.
Depends. All right. I digress. Jeez, bad joke. Doug, we were talking
about...
Depends
if it's maritime or one of those admiralty law ones.
Good point. If the judge doesn't wear pants, then the... people in the court are sovereign and another bad joke. But there's all those little things. If they sign their name in a crayon with a lipstick kiss on it, that means it's a valid. Okay.
I tried the Masonic bear paw, the bear claw rather, in traffic court.
How did it work for you?
Did not work. Did not.
Still got the ticket.
Still got the ticket.
All right. So what I was going to say, though, is about the government tracking us, in this case, the CDC tracking whether or not we're sick. I don't need them to track whether or not people are getting sick, because I went to town just the other day, and I was told by a friend. I know it's a novel concept. People have friends. I was told by a friend. It's an even more of a novel concept that I have a friend. But people have friends, and this friend of mine said, Bob, make sure you take extra vitamins, because everyone I know is getting sick. They're all getting the flu. It seems to be going around. And I went home, and I took some more vitamin D. I took some colloidal silver, and I haven't got sick. It's amazing how I was able to do all of that without the nanny CDC, the nanny government, helping hold my hand and telling me exactly what's what. It's amazing. I don't know how I did it.
It's amazing. We got along without it. But, hopefully enough people are appalled. This is the thing. We've had bad laws in this country. They have been reversed. We had eugenics laws in this country, and we decided that was a bad idea, and we reversed those laws. So, unfortunately, we're all going to probably have to pay the price to test out Obamacare and the power of the executive branch at some point, where you have government forcing you, this fascist system forcing you to buy stuff. It started with that privilege of traveling on those highways, so you had to buy insurance. And then once people started being forced to pay, and not everybody, because if you don't travel on the highway, obviously you don't have to have insurance, or if you don't have own a motor vehicle, you don't have to have vehicular insurance. But that's the slippery slope. People say, well, you got to have insurance. You got to have some kind of insurance to drive a car. Same thing. You need to have insurance. And we're all paying for it anyway. And that is the resounding, meme that I hear from most people, you know, or sentiment, is that that is why these things are the way they are. And it's okay, because we're already getting screwed. When you know, you go to the doctor, you're paying for all of the people that don't go to the doctor. So how could it be any worse? And it's just like, oh, that's horrible reasoning, because it's going to be so much more worse. It's so much more expensive. And at any point when you ask government, how much worse could it get? They're more than happy to show you.
Oh, yeah, we'd be happy to make it even worse. It's not a problem. you would think that their mother at some point told them that two wrongs don't make a right. It's kind of a simple adage that I think most of us know.
I thought two negatives made a positive.
I guess in using that logic, that's what they believe. We've been going down the list of, okay, so the government shut down, Doug, right?
The government shut down, but nothing's really that shut down.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. So does that mean we can stop paying the immoral and illegal income tax? No.
You should get a reduction, right? For every day, it should be.
Yeah, you would think so.
A 365th.
Instead, in the long run, you're going to get an increase, but that's neither here nor there. All right, so we still got to pay taxes. Shoot. So what else is going to be affected? The government shut down, and we know that certain elements of the government have been pushing drugs into this country. So does that mean that people won't be able to get their crack cocaine in the ghettos because, you know, the government is not able to push it?
I think that's outdated, Bob. I don't know how many people are really doing crack cocaine anymore. I mean, it's more about crystal meth.
Oliver North is still smoking crack cocaine.
Maybe.
Or
really?
Pushing it anyways. Maybe he got into the meth business.
I thought everybody was on the meth now that Breaking Bad's become so popular.
I was going to say. It's all a Breaking Bad thing, yeah.
Yeah, this
what
is
if
all
Breaking
a big
Bad
PR
was just a CIA op to get meth into the consciousness of the public?
I don't think they had to do that. It was already in the consciousness. It was already so resounding and such an epidemic throughout the Midwest.
Well, to make a serious point, it shows you that when you have prohibition, all sorts of nasty stuff is created as a result. I mean, meth is essentially a bunch of different chemicals that you can get from underneath your sink, and a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and it's as poisonous as you can.
When it's easier to get meth than it is to get a beer or to buy marijuana or something, or, you know, mushrooms or something else, there's a big, big problem, and you're going to have the economic repercussions. Same thing with crack or cocaine or anything else that's distributed widely and cheaply as a replacement for drugs people could buy, you know, and liked quite a bit, in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s.
Let's outlaw all of those forcing the creation of this nasty, nasty stuff. The kitchen sink of chemicals. It's disgusting, folks. The war on drugs is a complete failure. I can't believe it's still somewhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblock has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblock and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Widespread, which is 34 state-based marketplace that formed the centerpiece of the president's health care law, opened for business across the nation Tuesday morning, but many applicants ran into technical glitches. Why couldn't they get their stuff together, Doug? You would think with this big launch they would have everything ready to go, and geez, what a fail.
Well, yeah. And really, anything in the tech world can be a fail. I hate to, you know, be the devil's advocate here because I'm not a fan of Obamacare, and I'm happy that it failed. I really do personally enjoy the fact that it was a failure, and I hope that it highlights why we don't need electronic on the grid healthcare. But that being said, you know, when you roll out any kind of big, you know, platform, you're going to have tons of problems initially, but they'll work them out into this high tech. Pharmaceutical surveillance grid.
It's too big to fail, Doug.
It is too big to fail.
Meanwhile,
they've got an endless supply of money and idiots to pay in.
Well, not for long. The dollar, of course, a big part of the news today, falls after the U.S. shutdown. What was gold at? I didn't actually see the numbers.
It went down. Some believe you don't have to look. I didn't.
But isn't that unusual? Shouldn't gold go up when the dollar goes down?
Leading some to believe that the plunge protection team came into the markets and suppressed the price of gold. I don't know. I'm not an expert. I wasn't part of the meeting, but some believe that.
Who is the PPT, the plunge protection team? Is that the Federal Reserve?
No, they are. They're bank governors, and many of them do board the Federal Reserve, and they are. I think that there's one from each of them. I have to look still.
Of the major branches.
Yeah, I mean, not to say that there aren't other aspects to that, and it's almost become this term, a colloquialism for the guys behind the door, that make the prices at the London Stock Exchange each and every morning. So, just like LIBOR, there's a group of people that decide what the price of gold is going to be on a daily basis, not to say that it isn't manipulated, because obviously those people do make a decision based on supposedly, ostensibly, unbiased view of supply and demand and what it should be.
All right.
You don't sound like you have a lot of faith in the system. I know it seems very convoluted, and there's people behind the scenes that you don't know that are making these decisions, but that's exactly how it works.
Where's Lee Rogers at when you need him?
Somewhere, probably sleeping.
Can we get him on to do a segment on the power of the purse?
You should.
If anybody knows his stuff on that topic, I got to give it to him. He definitely does.
Yeah. I know he's a bull on precious metals. And when you look at the just insane amounts of debt in this country, there is no doubt that there's going to be more and more pressure on the dollar, period.
Right.
And we saw that today. Even with government shutting down, the dollar went down. You would think that more and more people would run to cash or try to pull cash, but not so much.
Not so much. Hey, Doug, let's open up the phone lines. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I'll keep open lines for the rest of the show. 800-313-9443. What's the number? 800-313-9443. I'd love to hear from you. I sound so excited, don't I?
You sound bitter.
Hold on, let me perk up.
You sound somewhat docile. Have you been going and getting your Selma from the state?
No, I haven't. Should I?
I wouldn't recommend it.
No, it's a long day, and this stuff is tiresome. It's the same old stuff.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the psychology of survival next hour, Doug.
Okay.
Because there's two types of mindsets that people have. Those that are just going to bend over, pardon this nasty analogy, and take it.
Okay.
That sounded so crude as it was coming out of my mouth.
I'm taking notes. I'm with you.
Okay. The others that actually do something about it, and they don't panic at the last minute. And I'll tell you about a airline that was hijacked, an Ethiopian flight, and ran out of fuel. And I'll tell you why many of the passengers, even though they survived the crash, still died. And I'll also tell you about the case of the West One, a ship that was sinking off the coast of Hawaii and had two different lifeboats that ended up in two different states. And I'll tell you about that next hour. I want to get into the psychology of survival because I think it's important. And sometimes, Doug, we got to stay away from the headlines and we got to look at the deeper philosophical issues involved here, and psychological in this case. So we'll talk about the psychology of survival. This will all be in my new book that, I just announced. I have a new book coming out. So stay tuned for that, folks. I'll let you know how you can learn more about that when it comes out. I don't want to set a date here because whenever people set a date for that kind of stuff, it usually falls short. You know, there's documentary films that have set a million dates and never came out.
It's like really hard because you know, once you get bested, you're like, ah, I'm not done with it. You know, and you're forced to either put something out that you're not ready to put out, that you're not really proud of, and then you're always going to have that regret, or the people that are depending on you regret the fact that you didn't make the date. So it's kind of a lose-lose.
All right, so I have three colors on the board here. Let's go through them rapid fire. And if any of them don't get a chance to fully express themselves, we're going to keep the phone lines open next hour as well. So we'll start with Dan. What's up, Dan?
Yo, excuse me, I have the hiccups right now, Bob. What's happening, yo?
You have the hiccups right when you were coming on air? Hold on, let me scare you. Government shutdown.
Oh, God, I'm shaking in my boots. Let me dial up Alex Jones right now.
What's on your mind tonight, Dan?
Nah, nothing, homie. You know, you're on my mind, dog. You the bomb. You spitting the realest game in town. You know what I mean? You ain't afraid to call people out on 9/11 truth. I respect that about you, Bob. You like my man Luke Radowski, alternative media peeps. That's why I'm repping tonight, so that's what it do.
Word up, Dan. Thanks for hollering at us. Always good to hear from you, brother. Let's go to Art. Hello, Art.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Weren't you on with Rick?
Huh?
Oh, never mind. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a little
depressed. This is underground art. Now I know who it is.
Yeah, I'm a little depressed, man.
Why?
I thought with the government shut down, the world was just going to come to a frickin' end. But, you know, everybody I know with real jobs still went to work today. The grocery stores were open. The gas stations were open. What changed? No, seriously.
Do you want the world to end?
Well, worse things have happened. No, seriously.
Damn, dude, you're an nihilist.
You know, it's just amazing to me the crap that I heard coming out of Washington today. You know, we had, what's her name, Barbara Mikulski up there giving this sob story about, you know, FBI agents and, you know, marshal services and all of these poor folks were going to have to work without pay. And remember over the weekend, she came out and she said that there was nothing left that they could cut. And I brought this up earlier today, and I kind of want to see what you guys think of this. I'm all about solutions. So let's see. We need a budget, and we need to really cut out some unnecessary spending. So let's take a page right out of the Ron Paul playbook here. We take these 900 military bases we have scattered through 190 countries around the world. We close them all down. We bring all those men, women, equipment, and all that money that would otherwise be spent in the economies of other countries, and all of that gets to come back here. Now, we got all these civilian contractors working in the intelligence agencies and other areas where civilians really probably shouldn't be. How about we take all of those men and women that just came back from all those military bases and, while we're at it, let's just end these foreign wars and bring them home, too. Then we can
I'm
voting for Art.
Yeah, Art for President 2012. Oh, wait, that already passed. We got to take a break, Art. If you want to hang on, you can. I'll let you continue to outline your manifesto. Doug Owen, blacklistednews.com, bobtuscan.com. We'll be right back in just seconds. Show.